Here we go. We are up to, this is going to be the finale. We're not going to start Yonasan Eibshitz of Achmemden just yet. We're just going to go a little bit, you know, the ripple effects of Shabbatai Tzvi. And more clarity on how exactly the ending went down. So, again, Baruch Hashem, he had enough people rooting against him and vying to turn the Turkish Empire against him, that it's a very easy sell, as we mentioned. It's a very easy sell. There's this person who claims he is the Messiah who's going to bring all of the Turkish Jews out of your empire and bring them to Israel and, you know, conquer the land. Right? That is a revolution. So, no question, the Sultan's going to just execute him, and Baruch Hashem, and we'll all be behind us. Meanwhile, what happens is...
Is there Torah leadership behind that Malshinus, so to speak? Or...
I don't hear the problem.
I'm just wondering, is it like lay people who are reporting this, or is it like
Rabbanim Chashuvim.
Telling the emperor, get rid of this guy.
Yeah. This is he's a machshel asarabin. Kol amachti asarabin. The Mishnah says, "In maspikin biyadei lasos tshuva." In maspikin, the Mefarshim are very busy. What does "in maspikin" mean? In maspikin biyadei lasos tshuva. There is no question that the Shabbatai Tzvi was a machti asarabin. Okay, so they have lots of good questions. What about Menashe? And he ended up doing tshuva, right? That's a kasha on the Mishnah. Menashe was a machti asarabin, and yet we know that he was choyser, mitachas kisei hakavod, and he managed to do tshuva. And Yushalmi, these are all the questions on that Mishnah. Yushalmi goes and says that, ein dover oymid b'fnei ha-tshuva. So how can the Mishnah go and say, ein maspikin? The answer lies in the ein maspikin. What does it mean? But he's a machtei sarabim, he's a rasha. He's eino oysa maise amcha. These are all prime recipe for take him down, whatever it takes. So, I don't see any Isser, Malshinos, for a Russia who's a Machti Asaram. So, what happens is that he ends up, he writes over here that even his naysayers were shocked when they found out that he's now sitting in his own little quarters. He didn't let him go out to the masses, but he's now a practicing Muslim. Shabbatai Tzvi converts. And this is, again, the first drop-off of his following. The first drop-off happens right then. Because when your leader converts to a different religion, so it's over. Now, he quickly pivots and decides this is a perfect time to keep the story going. He's not going to give up. And he goes and he says that Rabbi Isai, it's not over.
That's true that he wasn't honest all this time. All this time it could be that Lamaisa he was.
So let's hear his storyline, then you could be the judge, because maybe it's still honest. He goes and he says that Al Pi Kabbalah and in the Soidus, you have to go and be misakein the nitzoitzis, be misakein the klipas. And we go in there, and he had to go in to Islam to be able to really bring the Yeshua and the Geula. And he is our Mashiach. Don't be fooled. He's really a maimin ba... I can't say maimin ba Hashem. He's a maimin in himself still. And he's still going to be our goyel.
Is that keeping Shabbos still kashrus?
I have no idea.
He's the bigger shayla.
Because he really is the mastermind. As much as Shabbatai Tzvi definitely is held accountable here, but he's the mastermind who really keeps us going, and he manages to keep it going after he dies, which is the biggest indicator that he is up to no good. And however much Torah he knew, and he was a real Mekubal, and he was legit, or whatever you want to say about Nosson HaZazi, it was off. Something was off. Something was off in his perspective, in his.
Why was there no rabbinic response to him? Why was it all why didn't they go to the emperor and say there's this other guy?
Right. So he was in Yerushalayim. So it's a harder. Okay. They were also under Turkish rule, but the hope was again a fair question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. The easiest way to take down a movement is to take down the Mashiach, right? But yeah, a valid question. So one of his naysayers, we mentioned this last week, one of his, the biggest naysayers from beginning to the end was Rabbi Yaakov Sesfortis. Sesfortis means Sheish Sha'arim in Portuguese. Okay, it was Sephardi. And he has a list of tainas. And last week I was trying to pull them up. I didn't recall them offhand. And very valid questions. He was not swayed for a moment. Even the children of the Taz, which again, were sent by the Taz. Two of his sons were sent to go meet Shabtai Tzvi when he was in captivity before he converted. Yeah. The Taz wanted to know, there's so many rumors. Go sniff him out. And he sent from Poland all the way to Albania to go meet him. And they come back, and this is the time, this is the moment of truth. The Taz sent Shluchim, and they're coming back to report, and they say, he's something unique. But doesn't really fit the description of Mashiach. But definitely something unique. What are you going to do now? This is our chance to root him out, right? This is the chance to smack him off the map. But there it was. They were taken by him, to an extent. So, Rabbi Yaakov Sesfortis was not taken by him at all, at any point. And he goes and he lists. He wrote about it. And he says, one taina is, have you seen in any sefer that you have to believe in a Mashiach who says on himself, I am Mashiach? Taina number one. Again, which is a fascinating point. I don't know how Mashiach is going to look and when it's going to play out and how it's going to play out. But Mashiach clearly is going to be shown via others, I'm assuming. Because something's a little bit off, right? I am the Savior. So that's one red flag against Shabtai Tzvi. Another time, though.
We have Svarim who tell us how we'll know that Mashiach.
Right. That's exactly what I was touching upon. How did the reaction support just know what it should look like to know this is off? I don't know the answer. That's a very valid question.
You'll know when you know.
And again, barring the Gemara and Saita. Barring the Gemara and Saita that goes and says, right? Mishabmeis, Rebbe, Batla, Nava. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? One of the Maram comes and says, V'ho'ika ano. I'm still here. I'm an Anov. Right? So that's a classic indication of what real Anivus is. That's a whole different Musar Shmuz. But did you ever see any of the Gedolim in any leadership role come out and say, I will lead all of you, and you will all be subservient to me? Anywhere. Moshe Rabbeinu. You go through any leader in any position. Yeshua, go.
The
Gemara Brachas. That what?
The walking stick and the thing on
Yom Kippur. That was just.
You didn't tell people to follow, right?
No, right. That was just the word that it wasn't Yom Kippur. It's in Timsef Yom.
Wasn't telling people you all have to follow me.
Yeah, you can have an opinion and you can lay down your opinion firmly, but to say I am the leader and you must, even Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Bali Moshe say he knew exactly what he was about, and he knew he was the biggest anav while realizing what he had. He was Bas Bakalari Hameira. He had pure sight of Hashem, and we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu going and saying that I will rule over you. He says, oh, these people are so difficult, I wish I didn't have to lead them. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu says other things about us. He doesn't say that I am in charge and I will be your leader. One taina of Yaakov Sesfortis. Another taina, he goes and he says, and he says all this, Shabtai Tzvi says all this, before he does any maisa of Mashiach, before any salvation. He's already declaring, before he comes to save the day, I'm Mashiach, I'm Mashiach, I'm Mashiach, I'm Mashiach, and you'll see. That's not the way it works. You should be saving us and then say, hey, you saw that? I'm your Mashiach. He did nothing. He's sitting in Turkey and saying, I'm Mashiach. And we have to support this. He finishes a thought. And if that's the criteria, it sounds like he's already exploring with us, not necessarily coming from prior knowledge. If that's the criteria of being Mashiach, so anyone can get up before doing anything and just proclaim, I'm Mashiach. Imagine if I said it with the straightest face. I am Mashiach. right? So now, again, you have the same onus of like, okay, he lost his mind, or maybe. And if I said it to you enough, and other people started telling you, and it was really, really like, oh wow, you know, in the West Hempstead Kollel, there's a Mashiach. He's there.
Publicity for the Shabbat.
100%. Mashiach will be there. We'll make someone else Mashiach. I'd rather not be Mashiach.
What were the other?
And he goes and he says another one. So. Yeah. He says, Eliyahu goes and says, we're going to be Meshev Leiv Avos. When the Gula comes, Veheshev Leiv Avos Albanim. And he says, look at the discord that was caused. There was such stark contrast. There were the Ma'aminim in Shabtai Tzvi, and they were Roidev. They literally, physically assaulted, potentially killed many who were non-believers, and bullied, and you name it. Because you're a Kofer Mashiach, that gives us the green light to do whatever we want to. That's being Meshev Leiv Avos. That's what Elio was referring to when the Gula will come. Lifnei Ba Yom Hashem, Hagadol Vanoira. Are we saying, right? The Haftarah right before Pesach. So, another one of his tainus. So, he doesn't like it at all. He doesn't like it at all. But what happens? What happens as he converts?
It's so strange that none of the Tainos are explicit anything. They're all like.
What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah. Does he address anything that the Rambam lists as the?
He brings the Rambam. He brings the Rambam. He says.
No, like the Rambam says, be a descendant of David. You're not a descendant of David. The Rambam says that you have to be, you know, one of the.
He brings the Rambam. Rambam says after he does a Maisa Yeshua, then he'll be able to glean the fact that he's Mashiach. He says that order is out of order. Kimafurish b'Rambam. He brings that's a makar, but again, it's very hard to find blatant makaris. Here, but
also like how could I'm saying he could say he's from Mashiach? Especially back then, how are they going to prove? I'm saying how can one prove?
No, you have to be from David.
How can you prove that he's saying I can come up and say
he was born on Tisha B'Av? Yeah. They claim that's a good one. Yeah, anyone ever heard that one? No, Mashiach is born.
Oh.
And Shabtai Tzvi.
No, but they also have names of Mashiach. Mashiach has specific names. I'm listening
to
the name
of Mashiach. Yeah. What is the Mashiach? I have no idea. Mohammed's Goy Gemogig is going to go down if it didn't go down already.
It will go down.
Right. And World War II was it. And the Chavetz Chaim said 70 years after the end of World War II, which has passed. But again, these things, they could change. Even if it was true then, that's always the way out. Or the way to explain how these things can be extended. Or we were in Zoycha, it should have been if we were Zoycha, and we weren't. Achishenu, and not Achishenu, right? Two different avenues how the Gula will come. So, that's another one. So now, you bet. So now, what happens after that? Nasan Azazi goes and says that he's still the Mashiach. He happens to be misaking the Klippas in Islam, and he's still the Mashiach. And he stays in this state of being a Muslim for a few years and then dies on Yom Kippur.
Did his wife also die before?
Sarah? I don't know. He had multiple wives.
I know. I'm talking about Sarah.
I don't know.
He dies a natural death.
He dies a natural death. And this is already another. They hide his death for over a year.
No,
the followers, his chassidim hide his death. And just like any good storyline, the story is not over. And many people jump on the bandwagon to continue the storyline. And you have Chaim Malach. You have Nechemi Chiyun who's going and still darshaning in all these towns. And you have Yaakov Frank. Yaakov Frank was really, really bad. Terrible, terrible Russia. This already we're not gonna go through because you could talk about it for hours, every single Sabbatian offshoot and off and all the halachas that they actually follow. There's a handbook.
Yeah, but these offshoots are not Muslim. These are Yiddish offshoots.
Yeah, but they're nothing to do with the Torah.
I understand, but even though he became Muslim, these guys are not.
So this is where it gets tricky, because within Islam, within Islam there could be, so to speak, Islamic Shabtai Tzvi Meranus. Yeah, and that's why they claim, which we've mentioned in the past, they claim that in Turkey there are followers still this day.
Who are Islamic followers?
Who are practicing Muslims who follow Shabtai Tzvi.
And this is like he's coming back, just like Christian second.
You bet. Exactly.
That's what you do when
this
he
is
dies.
This is right. This is a common storyline. He dies, he's coming back.
Which side was the secret side? They were outwardly Muslim.
Outwardly Muslim, but spoke a little bit Hebrew. They had a sitter that just spoke about the Mashiach and every reference possible to Shabtai Tzvi. And before they got married, they raised their children. This is the Dunmeh, as we mentioned in the past. Raised their children. This is all documented here. You can look up every one of his sources. They raised their children totally in the dark. And right before they get married, they drop the bomb. By the way, Shabtai Tzvi is our Mashiach. And now you know, and say these Hebrew words, and proclaim that he's our Savior. And that's it. We're going to continue this Masorah. Now, they're not Jewish by any stretch of it, because there's so much.
The first generation were Jews who converted to Islam with Shabtai Tzvi, and stayed Jewish in secret, or sort of Jewish in secret.
It's very hard because
they weren't Muslims to start.
Correct. But the problem is that there was no clear guidelines of non-intermarriage to maintain the purity and the authenticity of those Yidden. So within one generation, they were already possibly full goyim. So they had a guideline, they had a guidebook about all the averus they would do that were promoted by Shabtai Tzvi. Arise. That's one of the big ones. It's usually arise. This is on the recording, so. Badaila Hakima Biramiza. What? Yeah. So, the usually arise. Yaakov Frank.
You always take that as examples, always.
So, they definitely were avaryonim, and this is not part of our religion. And just as we wrap it up, and we're already over time, and this is what brings us to every time someone's going to be a makubal, anytime someone's going to seem that they're doing something that afterwards, that's going to seem that they're untouchable, every time the Ramchal is going to come and say, I had a revelation from Elio, and I'm going to write the second Zoyar, that's a red flag. And what are the Rabbanim of each generation supposed to do? This is exactly how it started. Someone got up and said, I am super holy, and you can't even grasp what I grasp. And this is how it all began. And there were so many people who got caught up and got into so much trouble.
They're the next Shabtai Tzvi, or they're followers of Shabtai Tzvi?
It's one or the other. Neither of them are good. Right? So Yonasan Eibschitz was claimed that he was a follower.
So why can you say something like their own call, right? So their own call wasn't getting up to say, everybody follow me, break halacha X, Y, and Z. So like, what was the fear? Like, the fear was that over time he would become that? The fear was trauma?
Yeah, the question is also when it's untouchable and you have that element of...
supernatural.
Of superiority, that I am in a realm that no one else is in, so then it's a very slippery slope before you get to tweak things because you're beyond. Which is what essentially he did. He began within the framework.
Does this fall into the whole Hasidic, the whole backdrop?
So it's funny. Everyone always likes to go there, but there was many, many more issues.
No, but that's logical. Like we have this trauma, essentially this trauma from a Yiddishkeit perspective, that fragmented Yiddishkeit, really fragmented. Then you have this whole episode, a few years later, the whole birth of Hasidic.
So they claim that they really... Okay, we gotta stop it. They claim that Hasidus was really riding off of the fact that Klal Yisrael got so burnt, people were so down, it was prime time to pick them up. And that's where Rabbi Yisrael, Baal Shem, capitalized.
The majority